So, how have your experiences in earlier bands really helped as you've gone on tour over the years? I mean, is it now like a process that you have down to a science, or, you know, the longer you do this, does it get in the way of personal lives more?
I mean, I think that we've all toured so much in previous bands makes a difference to the vibe on tour in this band. We all know how to take care of ourselves and how to be thoughtful on tour and what tour means, what the rhythm of that is.
When to not talk.
When to zip it.
When to just zip it up. Sure. Very important. I think when you first tour, you end up spending a lot of time with your bandmates. And as, you know, 20 years down the road, you start to enjoy breaking away and doing things on your own. And you really take care of yourself as far as private time goes. Like, you get a chance to go do something by yourself. It's important. But we hang out. We haven't been in this band that long. So it still seems new. You know, 10 years down the road, we'll see. We'll see if we even can stand to be in the same room together.
It'd be fine. All right, so over the years, with all the producers that you guys have worked with throughout your career and the comfort level that theoretically comes with that, what made you decide to go with Chris Woodhouse on the album?
Chris Woodhouse isn't actually a producer.
Oh.
He's an engineer. I haven't actually worked with that many producers, to be honest. Oh. I mean, I've worked with, you know, Fridman and John Goodmanson, but I really haven't been produced. There's a lot of co-production between the band and engineer. Mm. Most of the records I've made have been very small scale. So I think feel like I'm more comfortable in the situation we recorded this album in than having someone sort of putting their stamp on it. Plus we were just getting to know our band, you know, ourselves. I think we weren't ready for someone else to put their identity onto it. We wanted to really explore who we were and try to make it as direct and immediate and sort of pure in that way as possible.
Sure, okay. All right, well, it worked out very well in the great product. And
not that Chris Woodhouse isn't a genius.
Sure,
not that
sure.
He's not a genius, but he's a very techie, sound, obsessed engineer who really did a great job getting sort of the feel that we wanted.
So he's more about capturing the songs that you guys just wrote without really helping to steer anything.
Yeah, he didn't steer anything. We pretty much steered the ship there.
Good. And of course, that also brings me to the decision to record the instruments live. Was that something that, you know, you were really comfortable with, or did that maybe create a little, you know, pressure to get everything right? Obviously, you rehearsed a lot beforehand. But did you enjoy that added pressure of recording instruments live?
Most of the songs I've ever recorded, I mean, most of them have been done that way. So
okay.
For me, that process makes a lot of sense. You're recording something that's happening between the musicians as it happens in the room. Mm-hmm. And the nearest way to channel that energy into sound waves on and back to the listener is to just record it on the tape. You know, Janet's drums are bleeding into the mics that are miking my amps and the guitar amps, and the guitars are coming into the overheads on the drums. And I think individual tracking has its place. I'm not against it, but we wanted something that felt live and felt immediate. It also was a big challenge to us getting the songs ready to play in the studio beforehand, which was good for us. It's our first endeavor writing a batch of songs.
Cool. All right, so now that you've been playing together for some time now in the debut album, you were still relatively new together. Do you think that added comfort level and familiarity will manifest itself in some way with the new songs that you're working on, I suppose?
It's hard to tell with the new songs, what their personalities are just yet. We have 4 new songs. I mean, I think we will take a different approach to recording. I don't think we're going to do it the same way we did it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my feeling about it. The new songs right now feel like an extension of the songs we already had. But I feel like the further away you get from a record, the further away the songs get as well. So probably the last songs we write will be the most different from the first record. But I still don't feel like an extreme comfort level, I don't think. I don't know what these guys are going to do, you know, which is really, I think, how I like it. I don't want to be able to predict what someone's going to play, and they still surprise me, and I feel like that's really important to this band, is to keep it exciting. We don't just get used to each other and you know, ho-hum, it's time for band practice. You know, we want it to be, we want to do it because we choose to do it.
All right. Let's see. So, Rebecca, you appeared in an episode of Portlandia earlier this season. Was that something you lobbied for, or were you asked, do you want to appear?
Or else.
Yeah,
or else?
I know.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, a friend of mine was in town in Portland, and she was like, I'm going to go be an extra. Do you want to come do that with me? It was really off the cuff. And it ended up that the scene we were being extras for was one where they needed to know a lot of people's names off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was completely unplanned. It was a really fun day.
Okay.
I haven't seen the episode yet, so I don't know. I didn't even know I made it in there until people told me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will watch it.
Good. Well, I don't have IFC, so I missed a bunch of the episodes from this past season, which brings me to, I don't suppose you've been in any episodes
no.
yet? Okay. Yeah. Down the line? Maybe?
I don't know.
Open to it?
Never say never, I guess.
Okay.
I was supposed to be in one, but I had stomach flu, so I couldn't.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I think that was my one chance.
No, no.
Now my TV career is over.
No, no. All right, so following up on a somewhat similar subject, Rebecca, Jared and I saw you here a few weeks ago for the Portlandia tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to do with the music for the show, like contribute at all?
Yeah, I worked a little bit with friend Carrie in the studio for the first season and then again for the second season.
Okay.
A little bit of singing, a little bit of keyboards.
Right, right.
It's fun.
Good. Okay. Now, as far as the music videos, Electric Band and Romance, I'm a sucker for a video with a narrative, which they did, and that really helped. Let's see. Did you have any baseball or softball experience going into the...
Really?
Yeah. Well, because your delivery
you.
Looked...
I mean, I was on the softball team before.
Yeah, your delivery looked pretty natural.
Yeah, I had the DP played baseball in college.
Okay.
But I'm just a jock, so it wasn't that hard. But I have played softball. I was on a team. But, you know, it's film. They can make anybody look like they can do anything.
Well, it was in slow motion, and I guess good editing. But it still was convincing.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. And as far as the romance video, did you have any input as far as which mask you wore, or is that just...
Have you ever been a masked person?
Yeah, no. I liked being... You know what the nice thing about wearing a mask for a video shoot is? You show up at 7 in the morning, and you just stick a mask on. No makeup, no worries. Just you can film all day and not have to really even wash your face.
Yeah, we got to pick our... We got to choose our masks.
Okay.
We got to choose our who was what.
I couldn't quite make out what yours was, like a super heroine.
As a janitor.
Well, no, I mean, that's the costume,
oh.
But I mean the actual
mask.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a... It looks kind of like Wonder Woman.
Kind of, yeah.
But I think she actually is supposed to be like a guitar player. I can't, the name is on the mask, but now I can't remember.
Maybe like a blonde version of Jem or something,
yeah.
I don't know. But.
Yeah, I don't know. She's very, very super heroic janitor.
Well, aren't they all? Now, unless I'm mistaken, Wild Flag marks the return to late night talk shows for at least most of you, I would think. Do you like playing in front of a studio audience of dozens of people and then have it broadcast out, or is that just kind of a nerve-wracking experience?
No, I like it.
Okay.
It is nerve-wracking, but that's why I like it.
Yeah.
I think the Letterman show is the more nerve-wracking. It's all live, and you have one commercial break to sort of, they roll in your gear, and you have to get up there and get ready, and they don't give you the impression that you can do it again, which on Fallon, it's a little bit, it's looser.
I imagine.
Fallon is sort of more fun, but Letterman is more epic.
Well, that's big time, yeah. That's...
Yeah. But they're both fun. I had a great time. I love doing that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's super fun. The pressure is on, but I agree. That's what I like about it.
Good, okay.
And it's not... It's a difficult thing to project the energy you want the song to project at 4 in the afternoon under a bunch of TV lights when the audience is all seated and far away, but... To try and do that is a challenge I enjoy.
Well, you succeeded.
Thanks.
All right, let's see. Now, is it true that you had a 7-inch available at shows in the past month that will also be available on Record Store Day? And if so,
No, this was last year.
Last year? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's an old interview.
Yeah,
okay.
Last year.
Well, either way, so not the, you're
so
not doing
not,
anything this year?
Yeah,
okay.
No,
well.
Nothing this year. We were too busy to do it this year.
Okay.
But last year, yeah, it was our first recorded,
gotcha.
Piece. So, yeah, you can't. I don't think you can get it anymore because it was exclusive. I have a few in my closet, but that's about it.
Okay. Could have made a few extra bucks if you brought them, but no.
Right?
All right. So, speaking of records, vinyl is kind of seen a bit of resurgence over the last few years. Where do you stand with the medium? Is that something that you have floor to ceiling in your house or apartment where that's the only way to listen to music, or do you lean more towards CDs, MP3s?
It's not the only way I listen to music, but it's my favorite way to listen to music. Mm-hmm. I enjoy records. I love shopping for them. I love buying them. I love listening to them.
Looking at them?
Looking at them, smelling them. I like to look at my collection. I just moved recently, so I got to, when I unpacked my records, maybe alphabetize and arrange them a little bit. It was not all the way alphabetized, but a little bit organized. I really like records. But having said that, I listen to songs, MP3 versions of songs from my phone or my computer quite a bit. So I'm not much of a purist when it comes to that. I just prefer vinyl.
Gotcha. I agree. I prefer it. Sometimes I DJ, so I like to buy vinyl. I'd much rather buy vinyl than a CD. But I think CDs, they were just a bad idea in the first place. They're still a bad idea. They were a bad idea. And they'll probably go, you know, the way of the,
The 8-track?
The way of the 8-track. But yeah, I prefer vinyl, but I'm not, you know, not exclusive. I have a computer, so when I travel especially, I listen to music in that way.
Sure. Yeah, just this morning I saw the Amoeba Records thing. It was just, three of you there, but that was like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
Didn't expect to see us at Amoeba?
No. I didn't expect to see anything new. I didn't expect to see anything new on there, because a few weeks ago I saw stuff and it looked like it hadn't been updated in many months, and I saw a whole new set of...
But that was from last fall.
Yeah, that was from months ago, like 5 or 6 months ago.
Wow.
That was in September. They've been holding October. Holds from October.
Okay. Let's see. Janet, since you like to keep busy musically, anything on the horizon for Quasi?
Yeah, well, we're going to finish a record in the summer when Wild Flood takes some time off.
Sure.
It's been hard to do anything this spring because we've been busy, but yeah, there's going to be a new janky basement recorded record. It might even be a double record, I think. But there's lots of good. We're back to being a two-piece now. There's lots of good songs that guy's still writing, so I'm hanging in there 20 years down the road.
To say the least.
Next year is our 20-year anniversary.
God, that's going to be a party.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Now, I heard that you two are in a cover band called the Shadow Mortons. Now, aside from the fact that I have no idea what a Shadow Morton is, what kind of stuff do you usually tackle?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Okay, so far it's been songs out of the garages of the 60s, I would say.
Shadow Morton was the Shangri-La's, like, Svengali manager, sort of the guy who steered their career. So it's songs from that era, of that ilk.
Okay.
But we're thinking of maybe growing up the Shadow Mortons a little bit. And
scheming.
And entering the early 70s. We're thinking of the outfits that could go along with that.
Yeah, a lot of polyester and tequila are important factors to a Shadow Mortons performance.
Very tacky. Very brash and tacky. We try to be hilarious, but I think we only crack ourselves up. I think we kind of scare everyone
else.
That's
why we can't charge for our shows.
Yeah. We only play free shows, which has worked out really well. Mm-hmm. People get what they pay for.
Nice. All right. Now, Wild Flag will be at Coachella this year in a very diverse lineup. Is there anyone you look forward to seeing there, either for personal reasons or musical reasons?
Well, I mean, we're playing
the personal
same...
reasons be?
Well, I mean, friends.
Oh,
like,
friends, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
For party reasons.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I'm excited to see Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. That's on our day.
That's on our day.
Yeah, there's lots of bands I want to see. I want to see the Black Keys. I want to see Radiohead, who I've never really watched. I want to see who else. Jimmy Cliff would be fun to see. And who else? There's a million bands there.
I know, I'm totally blanking right
now.
St. Vincent would be fun. I don't really know much about At the Drive-In.
Okay.
I really don't. I guess I can
do your day. So
that's my chance.
Check it out.
A little bit late. But Cat Power is playing. I haven't seen her play in a long time. Fun to watch that.
Didn't I see that Refused was playing? Or is that some other festival?
I think they'll be there. Maybe the first day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think not planning is my favorite thing to do. Just go wandering and see what we run into. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people we know there, so it'll be good times.
Gotcha. Okay, besides all of that, what else is in store for Wild Flag the rest of the year?
We don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do a few things this summer, and then we'll just
we actually don't know yet. That's like part of we're just gonna play it by ear. We'll have a plan eventually, but we just don't have one right now.
We've had our heads down since the record came out with shows, so I think that's been the main focus is putting up, get together good tours and playing good shows every night.
I just don't think we're not the band that, like, I don't know, we've all just been in so many bands that we don't, like, have to take the path that all bands take when they start, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to record here, you have to do this. We have, you know, Mary lives in D.C., we live in Portland, that's a limitation. Carrie has a whole nother life, you know? So that takes up a lot of time, and then we do other things, and I don't know, I feel like as we've gone on, it's just become, like, a thing that we enjoy in the present. And we don't feel the need to, like, I don't know, we will have to decide what we're going to do in the fall, but but it's, I don't know, we have a lot of really great opportunities, and we're so appreciative of that. I don't want to get bogged down with, like, planning everything out a year in advance and then feel bummed, like, oh, we have, you know, all these things we have to do, we want to do this other thing. So it's kind of leaving a little bit more freedom, and feeling like we have a swagger, you know, it's where we can kind of get away with doing that. Somehow we're lucky, but it feels good to be able to have that freedom.
Well, it sounds like your hard work has opened up these opportunities for you, so that works out pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. We're lucky too.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for it.
There's some luck involved always in music.
Mm-hmm. All right, now this is how I always end in interviews. It's the desert island question. Mm-hmm. You have one album. I'm curious.
Oh, one album.
The rest of your life. No hope of rescue.
We might even that's not possible.
Well, no, but
you're supposed to bring 10.
One album. I have two that I go back and forth with. But I think I would take the Beatles anthology because it's long.
Anthology.
Wouldn't you
okay.
just yearn for the recorded versions though?
I mean, I think eventually, yeah, I would, but it's the only way I can get all those songs that they're with me.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the only way I can do it. It's the only album I can think of that's kind of... It's a little bit of a cheat.
It's a little bit of a cheat.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other one is Exile on Main Street. Best record ever recorded. And one that I never, ever get sick of hearing.
I think I'd rather bring no records than one record. Bringing one is just torture. And plus, if it's something you love, you're going to hate it. You're gonna hate it eventually. I can't pick one. I just can't.
That's fair enough.
I just can't. Can't do it. It's unfair. Give me 10. Maybe do it, but that's still hard. I'm gonna say none.
Okay.
No records.
No records. Just have them all appear.
We have to update the Desert Island disc questions, I think, these days for because, you know, we can all take, maybe load an iPod.
Yeah.
It takes up less space.
But what if you're crashing on the plane and you don't have your... Just grab one
just
record.
Just grab my record.
You got your crates and your record player.
If I grab a whole crate, I'll see.
And speakers, and be able to grab one out as you're going down.
Find an outlet somewhere.
Somehow there'll be an LP player. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speakers. Oh, I guess that's right. If you have your iPod, it's going to run out of power.
Yeah, there's that.
Open up power. I just assume an island is going to be a tropical island. If that's...
Another thing about music, though, is it doesn't translate. I mean, it's hard to pick, because a desert island, I might just want to hear Jimmy Cliff all day long. I might just want to have Bob Marley, Babylon by Bus. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm on a tropical island.
Where the island is. Yeah, I mean, if it's in the Arctic, you may want a Bjork record.
But yeah, it really would matter.
Context. That's what I'm saying. It's too hard to pick.
Or just really a completely deserted island where it's a patch of, like, a mound of sand with one... lonely palm tree sticking out of it, just so you know, and then that's
it. I'd have to take Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, you have to pick. I think picking something you really hate is a better idea, because then you'll hate it, and you won't have to learn to hate something you truly love, which sounds horrible.
I still think I'd take my chances with London Calling, but that's me.
That's a great one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll yeah, but what about Sandinista? I can't live without that one.
Well, that's value.
And it's three records.
That is huge. I was
what about Miniman, Double Nickels on the Dime? You can't live without that. I can't live without that Stones album either. Can't live without Led Zeppelin.
Can you imagine just never getting to hear Led Zeppelin again?
Can't live without the Beatles. No.
No chance of ever hearing Led Zeppelin again.
It is sort of ingrained in my mind, though.
You listen back. Do a playback. Yeah.
No, nothing else to do.
Just lay back and recall note for note. All of 1, 2, 3, 4. We just go in order.
We'll get you in on this, Jared.
God, I don't know. The Beatles, the White Album.
Okay.
Yeah.
White Album, but there's so many bad Paul McCartney songs on there.
But that has the most variety.
True.
So that's the one that I get least tired of because they're all completely weird from one to another.
Magical Mystery Tour, how would I pick between that and Revolver? I just don't know.
That's why I say anthology. It's a cheat, but...
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything.
Just a touch of everything.
All right, well, that's fair enough, and thank you so much for your time.
Sure, yeah, thanks.